You guys spent most of the season playing on the wing with Nazem Kadri. What did you learn from him on and off the ice?
I think just, especially on the ice, I think just to try and bring it every night. I think want the puck out there, want to make plays, want to be a difference maker. I think those little things are something right from the get-go that I think I learned from him and kind of how to be consistent with it every day. I think that's what separates the good players in the NHL from the great players is the guys who are able to bring it every day, even when they're tired or even when it's a back-to-back or something like that, guys who are still able to go out there and be a difference maker. So I think it's just little things like that, how to carry yourself, how to bring yourself to bring it every game.
Yeah, I mean, he's a great player, and what he done over the years, it's pretty impressive, you know. And to play with that kind of player, it's like I said before, it's a privilege. And watching him every day, even in the practice, it was something special for me. And I learned a lot. And you know, at the end of the day, I enjoyed every day to be in the line with him. He was always trying to help me with just the small details on the ice. It makes much more easy to play, even in D zone or O zone. So I'm appreciated for that. And like I said, I was privileged to play with him, and I was enjoying every day.
Both of you guys, you know, didn't start here obviously at the beginning of the year, but the fact that you got an opportunity and then, you know, both respectively earned that right to stay here the rest of the year. How much pride do you take in being able to seize those opportunities and make the most of it, Connor?
Yeah, 100%. It's been awesome. I think we both started in on the Wranglers. Obviously, we both came into camp. I'm sure Marty had the same attitude as me. He's probably a little upset that he wasn't able to take it a little farther and make the team right out of camp. But I think to be able to go down there and prove myself and earn the opportunity to come up here and show what I can do really want to come up here and prove myself every day and know that the type of player I am and the type of things that I can do and that wasn't going to stop at the American League level, that I could come up here and be an effective player and a good NHL player. I think that's something I pride myself on, something I knew I had in me. And I know being around Marty for the last 2-3 years playing together from Stockton into Calgary and obviously playing together quite a bit in the American League, and obviously when we got up here, he's got that in him too. He wants to bring it every day, and you can see on the forecheck what he brings and how much energy he has. So I think for both of us, it kind of started in the same kind of area. We had to go down there and earn our opportunity to come up and really try and bring it every day when we got up here to stick around and be an everyday NHLer.
Martin, there's been a lot of debate, you know, outside of the rink about what your reputation is. As you finish your first season in the league, what do you think your reputation as an NHLer is?
Actually, I don't really care. You know, I just wanna help the team to win and. Doesn't matter what it's gonna take, you know. Not everyone is gonna like you. So, I don't really watch the media or whatever is going on around me. I just focusing on my game or every day to be better and to help the team to win.
Is there still some kind of adjustment to having that play style of trying to be on the edge but not trying to step too much over the line? We know you had the suspension earlier this year and you've had some ejections as well, and there's been some talk about how that style can be effective once you're on the ice and you're not stepping over. But for you, has there been an adjustment? Have you been trying to toe that line?
Of course. It's not fun to see on the penalty box or on the standing. So, yeah. I'm still learning, you know. It's my first year, and just be smarter with some hits, and you know, like I said, I'm still learning, and hopefully it's gonna be better, and I'm still working on it. And but the game what I play, I'm not gonna change anything, you know. Just be a little smarter, and don't go over the line.
Connor,
Marty, does making your opponents mad make you happy?
Yeah.
Connor, I know you mentioned, you know, you've been a guy who's been able to produce, you know, at all different levels, but a lot of times guys in their first few games are kind of tentative in their toe in. Was there a moment for you during your first few games where you, you know, where everything clicked for you and went, okay, I can play my game here?
Yeah, for sure. I think no matter what, your first few shifts, your first few games, there's going to be moments when you're tentative to maybe make a play and maybe not have the full confidence. But I think for me, I knew I could do it. Coming in here, you know, you make one play, you're like, okay, I can do this. And then you make a couple more, you're like, okay, I feel good about myself. And then you just build that throughout the whole first few shifts, first few games, and you feel good about yourself. You know, you get on the scoreboard early, you get a few points here and there, and you know what you can do. And I think I've had that confidence in my game. I know I can make plays. I don't think it changed. You know, you're paying against better players, but when you have the puck, you're the same player, and you try and draw guys in, try and move the puck, get to open spots. So I think the game of hockey as a whole, it gets faster, but in your head, you just got to stick to what you know you're good at. And I think for me, that was something I found I could play a similar way, you know, as I've always played. I think it's a tough league to score. It's a tough league to put up points. But I think when I can stick to my game and stick to what I do best, it comes a lot easier to me.
Did either of you guys find it a little bit different going from relatively anonymous in the hockey world to your stuff being on highlight shows every night, or you're being talked to a lot more? Like, what's the transition going from relative unknown to guys that are being talked to, not just in Calgary, but around the hockey world as a whole?
Yeah, for sure. I think it's kind of what Marty said. It's you try not to look too much into it, not read too much into it, whether it's positive or negative. Obviously, maybe if you hear about it and it's positive, it makes you feel a little better, but I think it's definitely something that's cool and something that comes along with it. But at the end of the day, you come to the rink, and once you're there and once it's game time, you kind of forget about those things. You just try and go out there and do what you can do and be the best version of yourself.
How does the off season change for both of you? And we'll start with you, Connor. How does it change considering now you got a taste of pro hockey? There's a good chance that they want you back in that same role. Is there anything that you talked about with Ryan Huska about improving certain elements?
Yeah, for sure. I think I talked to Huska about it. You know, it's last few seasons we've gone deep in the American Hockey League playoffs. I've been home in June the last couple of years, and obviously you don't want a long summer, but you know, you got to take advantage of it when you do have one. So I think he talked to me, it's that second year is always the hardest. You know, you have more expectations on yourself and from a team standpoint, and you're going to be harder on yourself to come in here and be better. And I think that all starts with the preparation and the work you put in the summer. And he kind of said to me the easiest way to put it is go home and be a beast. So I think things like that, you know, it's getting in the gym. There's going to be days where you're tired or you don't want to, but you really got to push yourself to bring yourself to the next level and do those little things that are going to make a difference when you come in here in September. It's feeling good about yourself, feeling like you're the best version of yourself and your game ready.